purpose of the law. The law was our schoolmaster to bring us to Christ. As the notes indicate, this term schoolmaster is the child accompanist who goes to the schoolmaster. The law takes us to Christ. The law brings us to the Savior. The law brings us to love. The law explains love. The law is loving reduced to a code. We look to the law, we learn from the law, we are conducted by the law till we see the law embodied in Christ. He is a teacher sent from God, to whom the law has directed our way. As I said earlier this quarter, love is the divine principle that devises, designs, makes all ideal relationships. Law, on the other hand, defines these relationships. It codifies them. It regulates them. If you want to learn how to be polite in certain society, if you want to go to a wedding in some third world country, you better find out what is the polite thing to do, how to behave, get a set of rules, how they conduct themselves in a Hindu or a Muslim or a Indonesian or a Chinese or a Korean wedding, and behave accordingly. And so if you want to know how to love, read the rules. And the law tells you how to love God and how to love your fellow men. Part number one. The law is a fence of love. Guards us in. It hems us in. And we need to be hemmed in because the devil, like a roaring lion, is seeking whom he may devour. He's a hunting lion. That's when a lion roars to terrify his prey, that the prey may run, stampede, and the lioness waiting can pull down the game. So the law makes a hedge about us. Some would pull down the hedge and make a breach in it. Read the story of the vineyard in the 5th chapter of Isaiah, the 58th chapter of Isaiah, the hedge, Christ Object Lessons. What is the hedge? The hedge is the law of God. If the children of Israel had to wear a ribbon of blue round the hem of their garments so that they wouldn't step out of the ribbon of blue, and round their cuffs so that their hands wouldn't do anything outside the ribbon of blue. And the ribbon of blue was to remind them of the law of God. You cannot take a step outside it or do a deed outside it. So the fence of love is to protect. Verse 2, against sin. Sin is the transgression of the law. Trans, across, gradio, I wage war. Aggression, transgression. Sin is waging war against the law of God. It's fighting that fence. It's seeking to pull it down. And Jesus Christ said when tempted to sin, how can I break the word of God? This is what's written. When Joseph was tempted to sin, he says, how can I break the law of God? How can I sin against God and do this terrible wickedness? Not only does it protect against sin, but the law points out sin. By the law is the knowledge of sin. Sin is transgression of the law. I had not known sin but by the law. And the mirror. When I look into it, it shows me just the way I am. Paul says, I fooled myself that I was right. And then I looked into the law, and the commandment came. And suddenly sin revived, and I died. I discovered that instead of being a pious, righteous Hebrew of the Hebrews and Pharisee of the Pharisees, I was a skunk of all skunks. Evil, no good thing in me, chief of sinners. It's remarkable that a great chunk of the New Testament was written by the less than the least and the chiefest of sinners, indicating the pit from which he had been dug and the vision of righteousness which he now had. And so the law points out sin. It defines, it exposes, It enlightens concerning what is wrong, and every negative statement of the law has within itself the positive finger pointing to some kind of righteousness. Thou shalt not kill. The positive is, thou shalt maintain life at its optimum level. So all our health reform springs from the sixth commandment. That's the theological basis. By law, we must not do anything to kill the optimal quality of life. To its full, life must be lived. Part number four, the schoolmaster took us by the hand, guided us through all the mists of life, led us to the teacher sent from God. In Galatians, when Paul uses the word law, he means all kinds of laws. Ceremonial law, moral law, civil law, everything points us to Jesus Christ. All enlightened national laws, illustrations and applications, the principle of the Decalogue. There are only two kinds of laws, the moral and the ceremonial. Ceremonial, type, ceremonies, symbols, pointing to Jesus Christ, fulfilled in Him, done away. Moral law, all relationships between men and men and men and God. And all the judgments and legislations that are found in Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy are all illustrations and applications of the principles of the Ten Commandments. Part number five. The law is a guide in virtuous living. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed to thy law. That's what we do. Before you meet the law, Paul says, he and the Galatians were criminals. But when they met Jesus Christ, they were washed and justified and sanctified in the name of Jesus through His Spirit. They became sons of God. They had a new hope. And then once you got this vision, you began to work to purify yourself. Here comes works. You purify yourself. You decide you mustn't lessen the efficiency and the power and the potential of the life that is given to you. You're not going to kill it at all. So you eat, you drink, the environment in which you stay, your home, cleanliness, sweetness, germ-free, good garden, fresh air, country living, right diet, abstemious diet, control, happy mind, sunlight, all these ecological, environmental things build up. Don't kill. Don't kill yourself by living in a smog-filled place. Don't kill yourself by filling your lungs with smoke or working in an office that is full of smoke. Look for another job. Thou shalt not kill. And so as we think of this cleansing our ways, reaching a higher standard, reviving the life of Jesus Christ within us, getting back to the old order of perfection in Jesus Christ, we look to the law. And the law defines and regulates loving, and loving defines relationships. How am I going to relate my body to its environment, to its neighbors, to its work, to its food, to its clothes, to its shelter? What am I doing? And so when I see the principle by faith accepted in my life, I must then do. The focus of the week gathers together everything we've said already this week. The law is explicated love. The law is loving reduced to rules. We must never leave out the loving and concentrate on the rules. But the rules are the means to help us love. I may forget when my father and mother are 80 years of age, living 1,500 miles. I may forget that I owe all my life to them. And so I look at the law, and the fifth commandment says, honor them. And I say to myself, what do I do? Is all I do to send them a box of See's candy on Mother's Day or Father's Day? Do I write to them words of appreciation? Do I tell them that I love them? that I'm grateful for all they've done, that I'd love to spend eternity in their presence. When they're infirm and cannot take care of themselves, what do I do? How do I read, honor thy father and thy mother? And then, having accepted it by faith, how do I do in daily deeds what it tells me to do? And so here again, I read the law, gives me the theory. It defines what I should do. And if I really love, I will begin to do. And so loving and obedience are inseparable. We don't obey till we love, and we don't love till we obey. We are not justified till we have faith and works. We must have faith that works. We must have love that obeys. And so the purpose of the law is to keep fresh before us the ideal that is in Christ. Christ is love. The Father is love. The principle of their character is love. Law defines it. So law is a description, a delineation of the character of God. It tells me what to do in all my relationships. And it tells me, in order to carry me out, you must love. And so I say, all right, law, I will let the love of Jesus Christ work through me. You only explain to me what I ought to do. And I will let the love be my dynamic. You only explain to me what is sin, and I will let the love of God give me victory. You only explain to me what is righteousness, and I will make my works the result of Christ living in me. And so I see the function of law is to stimulate and stabilize and clarify the meaning of love, which is the principle of Christ, the center of the kingdom of God, the basis of the new covenant, the basis of Christianity.